We are back on the Campus Chronicle podcast with Ben.
Yep, we're back. You know, it's been a little bit, not very a little bit, but we're back. And how about, first off, we got to start with the Dodgers, man. I know you wanted the Blue Jays to win. What are your thoughts on the Dodgers and how they were able to come back with that victory? What are your thoughts on the game?
I think it was a crazy series, but like at the end of the day, the Dodgers were bound to win because they spent billions of dollars on their team. Yeah. And I think the salary cap needs to be changed in the MLB.
No, they don't have a salary cap.
Yeah, it needs to be changed.
They need to get one. The NFL. Because then, you know, for example, you see teams like the Dodgers and Yankees going out and spending a bunch of money and signing everybody, and this is what happens. But I told people this. I'm like, when you spend a bunch of money and you spend a bunch of money on free agents, you're going to win the World Series. As sooner people start realizing that, the easier it's going to be, right? The more money you spend, the easier it's going to be. So, I mean, it's...
It was literally like the power of friendship versus money.
Exactly.
That's what the World Series was.
Bro, like... When the Blue Jays had the bases loaded, I thought they were gonna win, bro. Did you think that too? Like when they had the bases loaded with one out,
I thought it was over
out,
when they were up 4-1.
Yeah, I didn't tune into that part. I saw the very end, and I was like, once the bases were loaded, I thought there's just no way the Blue Jays aren't gonna win it here. And then
I thought
Kiki Hernandez,
it was literally over in the ninth inning. They needed two outs, and they let this dude named Rojas hit a home
run. Who's 36 years old, by the way.
He literally hasn't hit a ball in like a month.
Yeah. Probably longer than that, even. Like, you let a, like, speaking out from a Blue Jays fan perspective, like, you let a guy who hasn't, like you just said, hit a home run, who hasn't hit a ball in like 2 months, bro, come up big. Like, that's just, if you're
he was too worried about Shohei coming up next, and he needed to worry about Rojas.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like, it, and he paid the price for it. And Miguel Rojas, once he hit that home run, I was like, all right, the Dodgers have a chance to win this. And I mean, the team that spends the most money is going to win. And when Kiki Hernandez, bro, I thought that was going to drop. And then that guy caught it. I think it was Andy Pagas, I think, caught it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's his name. And, man, if he would have dropped that, man.
He mossed him.
I know, dude. That's why he got to call it. He always got to call it. And when he caught, I thought that was going to drop. Like, I really did. I thought that was going to, you know, it was going to drop and the Blue Jays were going to win. And, man, shout out to the Dodgers, man. Well-run team. Dave Roberts is a great manager. And when this goes to show you that when you spend a bunch of money in free agency, that you're going to win the World Series. And I think the Dodgers are going to be heavy favorites next year. I mean, the amount of money they have, they showed in the World Series why there needs to be a salary cap, right? When you sign a bunch of free agents that are washed up and aren't good anymore and they win, that just shows you that there needs to be a salary cap. And man, what a way for Clayton Kershaw to go out with the victory, man. His final game of his career, three-time World Series champion, goes out with the W, his last game ever in his career, one of the all-time best pitchers in the game in the history of MLB. And shout out Clayton Kershaw, man. Great pitcher, will forever be a Dodgers legend. And it's just a great series. It was good to see both teams in it. And, you know, the Blue Jays showed why, even though they lost, they showed why, you know, they were the best team in the AL. They showed why that they're not a bad team, that they belong, they deserve to be there. They belong there. And, shout out to the Blue Jays. They fought hard, man. I thought they were going to come out there with the victory, but Dodgers just prevailed and showed why they're the better team. So,
like, no knock on the Dodgers, but like, I can't knock their success and how good they were, but it's just like when you sign all these great players, like you got Yamamoto, the best pitcher, you got Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, like eventually one of them's going to hit something.
Yeah, and of course it was Rojas, a 36-year-old washed-up free agent who they signed a couple years ago, and who would have known it would have been Dave Roberts took a risk, and that risk paid out well for him. He put in a guy that, like you said, hasn't hit a ball in a month, hasn't hit a home run in a month, and trusting his gut there and going to Miguel Rojas, and, I mean, it worked out for him pretty well. So, I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. The Dodgers are champions, and, you know, and that shows why there needs to be a salary cap, because you can't have teams like the Dodgers sign a bunch of free agents. It's just unfair, right? And until MLB does something about it, the Dodgers aren't going to stop signing the top free agents. I mean, they're just going to keep doing it every single year unless the MLB does something about it. So if you're the MLB, do something about it, please. Because, I mean, I wanted the Dodgers to win and all. It was nice, but, like, we can't keep having them sign a bunch of free agents that they're taking away from the Cubs, right? And the Cubs aren't signing, so, you know, it's disappointing, but, you know, the Dodgers well-fought victory. They deserve every minute of it. So, yeah, man, College.
Shout out the Blue Jays, though.
Yeah, shout out Blue Jays. Vladdy. Great team. Deserved to be there, and they certainly showed why. And college basketball is back tonight, man. Can you believe that? I mean, just...
It's crazy.
We got Iowa women tonight against Southern at 6:30. Can't believe the season's back already, man. It's going to be here. It's already here, and I remember when last season was getting over. Iowa women tonight at 6:30 against Southern University at Carver, and hopefully Iowa can get a well-fought victory. And Kansas basketball plays tonight against Green Bay, Doug Gottlieb. Tonight at 7 at Allen Fieldhouse. Excited to see my Jayhawks play tonight. What are you looking forward to for the what are you going to look forward to the most from the college basketball season this year? Like, what are you going to watch any games tonight? James. What are you going to?
I'm watching Bryce James.
You're tonight. Just tuned in Arizona. That's yep. all you're going to.
I might watch I don't even know the games that are on today. Florida versus Arizona.
Ooh, Florida Arizona. That's going to be a good game. You'd think that Florida would play a bad team to start out, but nah. I mean, when you win the national championship, people want to, you know, they want the best of you, right? And, you know, Florida being a historical football school, you know, them being good at basketball. So, yeah, I mean, it's cool for sure. And so
I might tune into some Iowa State, see what they got cooking.
Boo. Who they play tonight?
FDU.
Who?
FDU.
Oh, Fairway Dickinson, the team that somehow beat Purdue?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. You know what's crazy? So when they beat Purdue, my dad accidentally picked FDU to beat Purdue. And I got mad at him. I was like, yo, why did you pick them? He's like, I accidentally picked them. And turns out they ended up winning, and my dad looked like a genius. So, it's crazy, man. Who do you think will win it all this year? What are your...
It's either going to be Duke.
Okay.
Or... BYU.
Okay. No, AJ DeBons is not going to care. It's more than just one player.
I don't think
BYU is good enough with just one player. I mean, I think AJ DeBons is going to carry that team a lot. I think he's going to get them a lot of wins, but I don't see BYU winning that championship. I just don't. I mean, one player can't lead you there. You get it. That's why there's five players on the court at the same time. They all got to contribute. And
hey, LeBron did it. If LeBron can do it,
but that's the NBA though.
AJ DeBons can do it.
Okay,
college is easier.
That's fair. That's fair. But yeah, I'm not just saying this because I'm a Kansas fan. I truly do believe Kansas will win the national championship. They have the right pieces. Darren Peterson's exactly what they need. They need a guy that a go-to bucket getter. Darren Peterson is that guy. And, look for Kansas to be a deadly team this year in the Big 12. And I think Kansas will come back to being a dangerous team this year in the Big 12. I think Kansas will win. I think Purdue will be right up there. They got Braden Smith coming back.
Purdue's overrated.
I thought they were overrated with Zach Edey. I mean, I mean that's all it was. I mean, back me up here.
It's not hard when you're 7'4". You can just lay the ball up over everybody.
Yes and no, because like they proved that they can do it without Zach Edey and last year, and they had Braden Smith. So, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I do I mind Purdue? No. Do I hate them? No. I mean, I'm just kind of right in the middle. I mean, I don't mind them, but I don't like them at the same time. It's just like, you know, you can make the argument about Caitlin Clark, though. Like, if Iowa didn't have her, they wouldn't be in there. But, I mean, it is what it is. I hope Iowa can be competitive. I'm not saying I'm in that championship by any means, but at least, you know, be competitive in the Big Ten. Be better than you were last year. And I think Iowa, like I've said, I think Iowa's going to be, a great... great team this year. I like Bob McCollum. I love the hire. I like the players that he's brought in from Drake. And, you know, as a guy that went to a couple of Drake games last year, it's sad to see Ben McCollum leave so early because he had so much success in one year and he brought all of his players over to Iowa with him. Don't you kind of feel that way too? Like, with Ben McCollum, like, he only had one good year at Drake and then he just leaves. Like, You would have liked to see him stay there for at least.
I feel like that's what a lot of coaches do.
Yeah,
they
for sure.
They get their one good season and then they pack it up and leave and go.
Because like he proved that he can win in
they get one good year and they prove to everyone. But like, what if that was a fluke year?
Conference? I don't think it was a fluke year.
No, I'm just saying though, like other coaches, like what if that's a fluke year for you and then you go to the big leagues and you can't handle it.
Yeah,
and then you get fired and then you're done.
Yeah, exactly. Like you saw that with a couple Iowa coaches, like Todd Linkletter, like. They showed her they can do well with Butler, and then he came to Iowa, And then he just wasn't good. And I don't know if it was recruits. He couldn't get enough recruits. He couldn't, you know, sustain the success. It was just a fluke. You know, we'll never know. And I don't think that's going to happen to Ben McCollum. I think he's, you know, he's bought in, right? You know, we're talking about for Iowa basketball for so many years, you know. Under Friend, I love the dude. You know, was he good at developing players? Yes. Garza, the Murray twins, Bohannon, Wieskamp, Tyler Cook. You know, you can't take that away from him. But in terms of results, he wasn't the guy. You know, he 15 years of the same record. I mean, at what point was Iowa going to realize he's not the guy? And I wish him all the success at Penn. I wish that he does well. And because, you know, he played at Penn, right? And I hope that he does well there. I think he will. I think Fran would do well at Penn. So, yeah. But, yeah, I think Iowa will have a great year this year. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be a great basketball season. I can't wait to see what teams shock us, what teams, you know, do well, what teams don't do well. And I think there's going to be a lot of disappointments and surprises for sure. And you know what's crazy?
Look out for Arizona, though.
Yeah.
Bryce James.
Yeah, look out for Arizona. You know what's crazy? So the past three Drake head coaches are all in the Big Ten. Nico Medved at Minnesota, Darren DeVries at Indiana, and Ben McCollum at Iowa. Can you believe that? All three Drake's head coaches, past three head coaches, are all in the Big Ten. Like that is that's hard to believe, isn't it? Like, it's just that they're a coaching factory, man. I mean, they keep producing coaches, and man, it's crazy, man. How I wish Drake nothing but the best. I mean, I don't hate Drake. I go to the games there sometimes. I went to a couple games last year with Ben McCollum, and man, 31 wins in his first year. Who would have thought that with a bunch of Division II players? Who would have thought Ben McCollum would have won 31 games with a bunch of D2 players, man? I mean, I didn't know who Ben McCollum was last year at this point. I mean, I didn't know who he was, and now he's one of the you know, rising coaches in the big and the coaching world, and he's one of the rising coaches, and I'm bought into what everything he's doing. He's brought in great. He's getting great recruits. He's bringing in a lot of transfers. He's going out to, you know, his roots, you know, Missouri. He's going out to Iowa. He's going out to, you know, he's having his assistants go out to these, you know, where their connections are and go out and get recruits. So I'm bought in to this year's Iowa team. I can't wait to see what they're going to do. And I'm really excited. You know, I think Ben McCollum is going to lead us to new heights. And so, yeah, man, speaking of new heights, man, the Chicago Bears, man, what? Oh, my gosh, man. They never fail to amaze me how this team can screw things up, man. I mean, almost gave me a heart attack, man. I shouldn't go through this as a Bears fan, but knowing the Bears, I know I'm gonna go through it, and it's difficult because 40, what were they up, like 43?
They were up 14 with 5 minutes left.
I think it was actually 3 minutes, and I'm like, Bears, you got this game won. And now, I can't even trust the Bears with 3 minutes left, no matter what the lead is. I can't do it anymore. I thought I could yesterday. I was like, all right, they got this. Let's just chill. Let's, you know. But, oh, my gosh, man. This team never fails to amaze me how this team can blow a lead like that. And but, yeah, shout-out Caleb Williams and Colson Loveland, man. Coming in
quiet. Shout-out Kyle Monongah.
Yeah, seventh-round draft pick from Rutgers. I will give Ryan Poles credit. This was a steal of the draft. Do I think he should be Bears starting running back? Yes. I get the Bengals have a bad defense. I get that. But, you know, especially in a run-heavy offense like what Ben Johnson did with the with the Detroit Lions, he is that Jahmyr Gibbs. He is David Montgomery, right? And, like, Ben Johnson, what did he preach on it with the Lions? Running the ball, running the ball, running the ball. And it worked yesterday. I mean, every single time I saw some. It's like he had like 5.8 yards after contact or some. It was just he was running all over that Bengals defense, and they only won by that many points. I mean, it's just, and I don't get to like why the Bears aren't running at the 1 yard line, and because that's you've been running it down their throats all day. Like, keep running it in the end zone. Why go away from what's working? Running was working. You know, give it to Monongah in the end zone. Do I think Swift is a good running back? Yes, I don't think Swift's bad, but I think Monongah has outplayed him. I think Monongah has shown why he's in the NFL, and it's a great, great steal by the Bears in the seventh round to get him. And you know, you can't deny Ryan Poles for going out there and getting him. And you know, I think it's a great move by the Bears. And shout out Colson Loveland too, man. breakout game for him. Really hadn't done much in our offense. We really haven't used him a whole lot, and now we use him. Has a breakout game, 6 receptions for 118 yards and 2 touchdowns. Comes in clutch with like, what was it? 2 minutes? No, it was like 25 seconds.
Like, yeah, something like
25
that.
Seconds. Caleb on third. It was like third down. Finds Colson Loveland, breaks defenders, breaks tackles, and scores in the end zone. Bears get another victory. We're 5-3, and it makes it even better because the Packers lost. And I have no hate on the Lions, and the Vikings lost. I mean, the Vikings won, and I have no hate on the Vikings or the Lions. And that was a good game. I didn't watch any of it, but shout out both those teams, man. I don't hate you guys at all. You guys are good teams. So yeah, our division's tough. Our division's tough for sure. And you know, I don't think we'll win a division, but I think that we'll be a fringe playoff team. I think we'll have 8 to 9 wins. And I've told people this. If we have Eberflus as our coach this year, we do not win that game. I don't think we win 80% of our games if we have Eberflus. I don't think we win the game against the Commanders. I don't think we win the game against the Raiders. And I don't think we win today against the – or win yesterday against the Bengals. So the Bears let Joe Flacco throw for 466 yards or something, bro. They need to get a pass rusher, man.
41-year-old man.
Yeah, you're going to let a 41-year-old throw that many yards? Like, bro, it's just they need to go out and get an edge rusher. Ryan Poles needs to be aggressive at the trade deadline. He needs to go out and get a guy like Trey Henderson or just anybody that's better than the Bears pass rush right now. And Austin Booker had a good game. He had a forced fumble. He had a fumble recovery. He had a couple sacks. And shout out CJ Gardner-Johnson too. Had one sack, had a couple tackles. Really just gritty player, what the Bears needed. And he did his job right. He executed his job, and hopefully that the Bears keep him on when Kyler Gordon returns. And so yeah, just a great win by the Bears. You know, to be able to play like that, and you know, you can't, in the special teams unit, it's just so bad, man. Like, how do you let Charlie Jones go 100 yards on you in the first play of the game, bro? Like, just, I don't understand how. Like, I think that's the one unit that the Bears need to address, or that they need to work on, is better special teams units and defense. I think their top needs right now are cornerback, edge rusher, and just their biggest weakness is got to be special teams. I mean, Richard Hightower is not a good not a good special teams corner. I don't know why Ben Johnson decided to keep him on staff this year. I think that was a mistake. That needs to be fixed. And if it doesn't get fixed, if this special teams woes continue, they need to fire Richard Hightower. And they need to get better players too. I just don't like it. It needs to be fixed. And you know, as a Bears fan, you can never get too happy with the lead, no matter what it is. I want to be happy if the Bears were up 100-0. Somehow they'd still find a way to screw it up. But just a great win by the Bears, and a much-needed win. And I love seeing Ben Johnson's reactions after the game. You know, good, better, best, man. And so, yeah, shout-out Kalman, that guy, and Colson Loveland, two rookies that we drafted this year. Really, those two had a breakout game. Kyle Manungai should be this team's RB1 when DeAndre Swift comes back. And, man, did you see our kicker, Cairo Santos, too? Missing 2 field goals, man.
I didn't see. Jake Moody should start.
I've been telling people that. Jake Moody should be starting. No offense, no hit on Cairo Santos. I like the guy. He's been loyal, but he has a stronger leg, Jake Moody does. And you saw it against the Commanders. He missed 1 field goal. Cairo missed 2 today against the Bengals. I'm not trying to hate on Cairo Santos. I think he's a good kicker. But he just doesn't have the leg strength. He just doesn't. If you can't make a 47-yarder in the NFL, you should not be a starting kicker. That's just the reality of it. Like, inside 47 yards, my heart shouldn't be pounding because our kicker is 50-50 on those. Like, you just, you can't. Like, if Jake Moody should be starting, and he would make 47-yard field goals. He would make that. I'd have a lot higher what is it? I'd have a lot higher trust in Jake Moody making those field goals than Cairo Santos, who doesn't have the strongest leg. And I've been telling people that Jake Moody should be starting. I don't know why he isn't. I think they should release Cairo Santos, or I think that they should keep him on the practice squad. But yeah, if you're Ben Johnson, that's the one knock on Ben Johnson too, is I like everything about him, but why are you not going with what's working? Jake Moody against the Commanders made he made all of his field goals. He didn't miss one. And you know, he should be the team's starting kicker. You know, like I said, I love Cairo Santos. Not hating on the guy, but he doesn't have the strongest leg. And it's frustrating as a Bears fan to see that we almost have to go for it, you know, when we're in like 60 yards or 50 yards. And we almost have to go for it because we can't rely on our kicker anymore, and it's frustrating. Jake Moody, you know, has a fresh new start here in Chicago. He's really finding his home. And just great win by the Bears, and hopefully that they address those issues. And speaking of issues, man, Chiefs, man, that was... Did you watch any of that game last night?
I watched, like, the final quarter, fourth quarter.
My God, man. That was... But, I mean...
They said that Patrick Mahomes had the worst completion percentage in his career.
I mean, but the Bills are a good team, though. I mean, am I mad about this loss? Yes. Am I freaking out about it? No. I mean, it's the Bills, right? I mean, Mahomes is 5-1 in the playoffs against the Bills.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. Josh Allen is 5-1 against Patrick Mahomes in the regular season.
But when the playoffs come,
when it matters, most. He's 1-5
exactly.
Against Mahomes.
Like, that's people say, oh, Allen's better. Allen's a good quarterback. I'm not trying to hate on the dude. He's a good quarterback. But when it matters most, Patrick Mahomes wins the big games. And that's what the good quarterbacks do. The good quarterbacks win big games when it matters most. And Patrick Mahomes has outdueled Josh Allen in the playoffs. I mean, that's just facts. I mean, that's the reality of it. Right? I mean, he's outdueled him. He's just proved why he's a better quarterback. And I just think that, you know, why aren't the Chiefs blitzing the quarterback? That's what I want to know. Why are the Chiefs just sitting back there letting Josh Allen just wind up and throw in the pocket for like 30 seconds, bro? I don't get it. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Do the Chiefs need to, like, what do you think the issue is right now with them? Like, why aren't they?
I really don't care about the Chiefs.
I just think it's edge rusher. I mean, they're not blitzing the quarterback. It's fine and simple. I mean, Spags, as good as the defense coordinator he is, he needs to learn that put pressure on the quarterback. If you put pressure on the quarterback, it forces him to make tough decisions. And I'm disappointed in the Chiefs, but I mean, it's not going to get easier from here. You know, you got to play the Cowboys on the road. You got to play the Texans. You got to play the Broncos, who are getting better. You got to play the Raiders. You got to play the Chargers. So it's not going to be easy. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't think the Chiefs are going to win the division this year. I mean, I really don't. I mean, last year they had a worse. This year they have a better offense than they did last year, and last year they won the division. They had 16 wins all year. They had 2 losses last year, and this year they have 4 losses. And their 3rd loss had to come to the Super Bowl last year, and they already have 4 losses already.
Right now, like as of today, they're not even in the playoffs.
Yeah, I saw that actually. That's concerning. I mean, is the dynasty over? That's a lot of people are going to wonder that. I mean, is the dynasty coming to an end? Are the Chiefs, you know, just... Do you think they'll be like the Patriots and then win a week, like 3 more?
No. Nope.
You don't think that's going to be them?
No. Nope.
Because remember that...
There's just too much competition in today's game.
I think that the teams have caught up to them. I think teams know what their scouting report is. I think teams know how to stop Mahomes. And I just think that, you know, the Chiefs are going into a bye right now. They need a bye, right? They need to get all those players back. They need to get their injured players back, and... it's about time. I don't think a bye could have came at a better time for the Chiefs, you know. Just, I'm disappointed about the loss, but, I mean, it is what it is. And I think the NFL I think that they've realized that the division's not the Chiefs anymore, right? I think the Broncos and the Chargers and the Raiders have realized that this division's not the Chiefs anymore, and that, you know, they figured them out. I think after last year in the Super Bowl, teams have figured out how to beat them, right? I mean, do you think that? Like, I think what happened in the Super Bowl, like, teams took note of that, and they found out, like, what their... You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
I just think that teams have, like, they found out, like, what their biggest weakness is. And, like, last year they had Worthy and Rice and Kelsey, and they were barely squeaking out wins. And now this year they're winning games by a lot, and it's just they'll figure it out. I mean, as long as they have Mahomes, hey, as long as they go to the Super Bowl and they win it, you know, I'm not going to say anything. But, yeah, it's a tough loss. You know, the Bills are a good team. And it's just much needed bye week this week for the Chiefs. And so hopefully that they can, you know, get their starters rested up. And Waukee Northwest, man, how about them Wolves, baby? How about those Wolves? We took care of business tonight. I mean, sorry. Took care of business on Friday against Indianola. It was close in the first half. Did you see the score of the Northwest game?
Nah.
So it was 28-7. It was 7-7 at halftime, I'm pretty sure, which was disappointing as a Wolves, a diehard fan myself. It was really, very, very disappointing to see us tied with a team that we had like twice the players as them, and we only won 20-7. Yeah, 20-7 is good, but we could have won by more. We beat Atumwa by more. We beat Southeast Polk by more, and they're a playoff team. So it's concerning to me that, you know, we won by that much. And our defense, man, Northwest's defense, they're bad, man. Like, these past few weeks against Waukee and today, I don't know what it is, man. They've made two decent running backs look like great running backs, and I don't know what it is, man. I think our defense is just, I don't know. We got to get figured out, and if we want to beat, we play Sioux City East next Friday. You know, they're not a bad team. They're the number two seed in our pod, and it's not going to be easy, right? And if we play like we did on Friday against Indianola, I don't think we're going to win. I mean, I really don't. I'm not trying to hate on us. I don't think we'll win if we'll play that way. You know, you got to take care of business. I don't care what the weather is. You got to dominate them till the final whistle. Like, you just got to win. And Northwest, great win, but should have won by more. And am I disappointed? I mean, a little bit. You know, we only won 20-7. It was freezing cold. And our quarterback looked good. I mean, finding receivers, finding Isaiah Oliver, finding Jordan Green, finding Joe Vineyard. Matt Kylan just, you know, continues to prove why, you know, he's the best quarterback in the state and should win 5A Offensive Player of the Year. And if he doesn't, it's sad if he doesn't, because, I mean, he's best QB in the state. And good day to be a Wolves fan for sure. I think we're moving in the right direction. I think that, I think that things are going right. You know, after that Waukee loss, I really think that, we're moving in the right direction. And now we're gonna have to take care of business this Friday against Sioux City East. Everybody be there. Pack the den. We need to show them who the better team is. We will come out to victory. If we get the ball to our playmakers, Joe Vineyard, Isaiah Oliver, Jordan Green, Michael Dunnigan, and if Matt Kylan plays like he did, if our running game gets going, and if our defense can stop the run, we will win this game. We will advance to the Dome. I'm so excited. I cannot wait for this game. My heart will be pumping. My heart will be pounding for sure. You know, to see my Wolves, do something we've never done before. You know, hopefully go to the Dome and hope we win state this year. And great day to be a Wolves fan. And speaking of that, you been following any of the girls' state, anything like with the girls' state, like Iowa High School girls, like championships or whatever?
Nah.
So our girls team, our girls cross country team won the state championship. Shout out them, man. They got a great team. And I ran cross country 4 years for Waukee Northwest. And good to see our girls team win state. I mean, bringing home another trophy to our collection. You know, those girls continue to show why we're the best high school in Iowa, man. And shout out Waukee Northwest girls cross country, man. They're a great team, and they deserve to win. And bringing something, you know, home, showing them us why, us fans, why they're the better team or why they're the best team out there, and they dominated. And we're not done yet with the winning championships. Our volleyball team plays today against Indianola in Coralville at the Extreme Arena. I think it's at 12 actually. So hopefully to see a lot of Wolves fans there, and that Northwest can sweep by everybody and win the entire thing. So I'm just really excited about, you know, my high school, my alma mater, my Wolves, and looking forward to it. It's going to be another great year, and it's crazy. We're already in November already, man. Can you believe that?
It's crazy.
Crazy, man. I remember when we were in September, man, and now we're already here. And NFL is flying by so fast, man. I remember week one, Bears versus Vikings, and now we're already in week nine. It's just, it's crazy. I mean, it really is. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, it's crazy. I can't believe we're already here. And how was your Halloween? Did you do anything, or what was your Halloween?
I just dressed up as Luca. That's it.
Oh, I saw that.
We were gonna hand out candy, but my mom said it was too cold, so we didn't.
I mean, what was the temperature, like 30 something degrees or something?
It was cold. That's how we.
I remember like 4 years ago, actually, it was like freezing cold. Yeah. Like it was, I was at my old house actually, and I was just so, it was so cold, man. Even sitting out there at the Waukee Northwest game against Indianola, it was cold. Like if you didn't think it was cold, like you don't know what cold is, bro. Like, I was sitting out there for four quarters watching Waukee Northwest play, and I was just so cold, man. Like, I couldn't put it any other way to put it, man. Like, it's just, I mean, it was cold. I mean, so, yeah, we got some news, and then the college football world. Auburn firing their coach. What are your thoughts on that? Auburn firing Hugh Freeze. What are your thoughts on that?
Fire? I don't even know who Auburn got. Are they a good team?
I mean, it's Auburn. I mean, they can't compete with Alabama. I mean, they're in the same, you know.
I don't think they'd ever be good in the SEC.
They were in 2011 with Cam Newton. I mean,
that's like Cam Newton. Like, Cam Newton carried a bunch of bums.
He did. I mean, let's be real. If you're an Auburn fan, no hate, but Cam Newton kind of carried your team. I mean, let's be honest here. But his name was Hugh Freeze, I believe.
Oh, they got Jackson Arnold.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, he should have stayed at Oklahoma, yeah. But I mean, there's no loyalty these days, and it's frustrating because, you know, your best player could just hop out and say, I'm done, I want to go somewhere else, and they can get paid a crap ton of money, and it's not okay. That's not how college football should be, and it's disappointing. Auburn firing Hugh Freeze. Coaches keep getting fired here left and right, man. It's crazy, man. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on these coaches just keep getting fired like out of nowhere?
Like sometimes it's deserved.
Yes, sometimes, like LSU deserved to fire Brian Kelly.
Sometimes it's like they can't do anything about it.
Yeah,
like it's not their fault. They're just the scapegoat, and that's what's
like. What do you
happen.
Mean by that? Like, what do you mean like the scapegoat?
Like they just get all the blame on them, and the team has no one else to blame, and they can't point the finger at anyone, so they just fire the coach. They think that's going to fix everything.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, the players are the ones that are out there playing. Like if they can't execute, why? Like it's
like
not
the coach can't go out there.
Yeah,
and play
exactly.
For them.
Exactly. Like it's most of the time, it's not the coach's fault. Like, do I think Brian Kelly ruined LSU? Yes, I think that was his fault. I don't think that he really cared a lot about LSU. I think that he was just there. He just showed up and just was there. And but yeah, like you said, like it's not always a coach's fault, right? Like at the end of the day, the players are the ones that are going out there that are playing. They're the ones that are kicking the field goals. They're the ones that are, you know, receiving receiving kickoffs, and they're the ones that are playing. So. I mean, it's kind of hard to tell if it was Hugh Freeze's fault. I mean, you really can't tell if it was his fault. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the players that are the ones that are playing. And it's unfortunate. But when you get into coaching, I mean, that's the reality of it, is that if you're not on a good team, nobody wants you. And so I wish Hugh Freeze nothing but the best wherever he goes next. And did you see the Florida Georgia game? Did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I did.
That was crazy. It was wild. Dude, I thought Florida was going to win that, bro. I was like, Georgia, you cannot lose to Florida, bro, in Jacksonville. I just, like, with Florida, Georgia, I mean, five-star recruits, every single, like, quarterback, five-star recruit, wide receiver, five-star recruit, tight end, offensive line, running back, defense, kicker, like, for them to only beat Florida by that much, like, it's just, it's wild, man. Like, it's just, it's the SEC for you. Like, any given Saturday, anybody can win. And just like the Netflix documentary, you know, anybody can. Excuse me. Anybody can win on any given Sunday and, Saturday. And, so yeah, it's wild for sure. Yeah, man. So yeah, Iowa football. Did you see big noons coming to Big Ten?
Yep, I saw that.
Big noon kickoff is coming to Iowa City. Iowa versus Oregon. It will be a 2 o'clock kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. Number 5 ranked Oregon comes to town against the unranked Iowa Hawkeyes, who should be ranked. I don't know why they're not. I think that Iowa deserves to be ranked after the way that they played. In reality, Iowa should only have one loss right now, and that should be to Indiana. Do I think Iowa's better than Iowa State? Yes. But I just think that it was an early season, you know, struggle. I think that it was an early season, you know, test for Iowa to see who was the better team. And, you know, they certainly, you know, proved that they weren't the better team. But I think if Iowa were to play now, I think that Iowa would win. Beat Iowa State by at least two touchdowns or more. So, hopefully I can go to it. I mean, hopefully I can go to Big Noon Kickoff and Iowa versus Oregon. I'm glad they chose there because they're so SEC. I feel like college game. Do you agree with this? I think college game day is so SEC biased. Feel like that they go to. I feel like every single week I see them go to an SEC school and they don't branch out and go to like
SEC or just Ohio State.
Exactly, or wherever the people that have the most money go. Like. It's sad. Like, you should go. I'm glad Big Noon's going to Iowa versus Oregon because I think Iowa's going to beat Oregon. I really do. Do I think Oregon's a good team? Yes, but I just think the way Iowa's been playing right now, I think Iowa has the momentum. I think Iowa is just the better team. And no hate on Oregon. I like Dan Lanning. I like him as a coach. I think he's a great coach. But I think Iowa's going to win. I really do. I think Iowa is going to show. You know, Oregon, why they're the better team. I think Oregon hasn't seen a defense like Iowa's defense before. Indiana's defense is good, but I think Iowa's is better. And I just think exciting times for sure for, you know, Iowa football. And I'm really, really excited for this game. And, we're definitely moving in the right direction for sure. And so Iowa has USC next. And that's going to be a tough game. Did you see the USC versus Nebraska game?
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola is out for the season, which, you know, I don't want anybody to get injured, but, I mean, that helps Iowa for sure. That's a big boost for Iowa. And if you're Iowa, you should take advantage of that and beat Nebraska by two touchdowns because Dylan Raiola is a great quarterback, not shying away from that. But, if you're Iowa, you have to take advantage of him being hurt. You have to, you know, the game plan doesn't change, you know, no matter if he's playing or if he's not playing. Game plan shouldn't change, and hopefully that Iowa goes in there with a good game plan. And because Nebraska's not a bad team, right? And they almost beat USC. And they almost beat a great USC team. And I was mainly watching the game because Iowa after USC, I mean, sorry, after Oregon plays USC. So I was kind of just mainly scouting USC, but I was also scouting Nebraska too. And both teams look good. And did you see those Nebraska uniforms that they wore? Those are so ugly, bro. Like,
and then they released the all black balloons into the sky.
Yeah, like, bro, what? And they played Iowa's walkout song too. Like, stop trying to be like Iowa, bro. You're not Iowa. Like, you lost to Iowa. No offense to Nebraska. But they lost to a third-string quarterback last year that looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, bro. Like, literally. Jackson Stratton, he's a dog, man. He's the only Iowa... You know what's crazy? He's the only Iowa quarterback on the roster to beat Nebraska from last year. And that's crazy, man. And if Iowa can beat Oregon, then I think they can beat USC. They can beat Michigan State. I think that they can beat Nebraska for sure. And... I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game. 2 o'clock game. I will be in attendance for the game. Will you be in attendance for the game or will you be
working
watching?
Game?
Yeah.
I'll be in attendance.
I will be there too. Where will we be sitting at?
I really don't even know.
I'm sitting you know where the three levels are?
Yeah.
I'm like underneath the very first level.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll be sitting there. Hopefully Iowa wins and, gets a hard-fought victory. Yeah, so NBA, man, what are your Lakers? What are your thoughts on how they're doing so far? And
they're doing amazing, man. I'm so proud of Austin Reeves.
Bro, he's a walking bucket, bro.
They got the Trace Leches over there in L.A.
Who's that?
Trace Leches, like Triple Milk.
Oh, they got Luka, Austin Reeves.
And then they got Jake LaRavia. You know who that is?
Yes.
He's just scored like 30 the other night.
He was
on the Grizzlies.
What year did he get drafted? I feel like he was... look it up because I think he might have been
2022.
Where did he go to college?
He went to Wake Forest.
When did the Lakers sign him? Did they sign him this year?
Yeah, they signed him in free agency.
I feel like the Lakers sign every. No offense, I think that I feel like the Lakers sign every single washed up free agent.
They signed Marcus Smart.
Who? No, I'm kidding. He's a good role player. He's not bad. They signed Rui Hachimura. Who else did they sign? I know they signed Marcus Smart.
They got DeAndre Ayton.
Who? No, I'm kidding. I thought he was going to be a good player in the Suns. He wasn't bad, and then they just let him go. And then, I mean, Suns let all their best players go. I mean, they let KD go. I think KD actually decided to go to the Rockets. Speaking of that, how many years do you think KD will play in the Rockets?
Two.
I think he'll play two, and he'll go one. He'll go back to OKC for a year. He'll retire there, and then he'll retire at Thunder. I think that's what he'll do. Yeah, man. Thunder, only undefeated team left. 7-0, baby. What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on the Thunder being 7-0?
The Thunder are looking really good.
I mean, that's. I mean, when you sign everybody, when you pretty much re-sign everybody from last season, I mean, it's. It's hard to.
They don't even have J-Dub yet. Jalen Williams.
Is he hurt?
Yeah, he is right now.
Like, isn't there two Jalen Williams on the Thunder?
There's like a center, and then there's like.
What's just the one that went to Arkansas? I think that's.
Jalen Williams, like J-A-Y-L-I-N.
Oh, that's a weird way to spell Jalen. But yeah. Wait, he's hurt? How many?
No, not him. The one that went to Arkansas is the one that's playing, but the one that's like the one that dropped 40 in the finals the other year.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's hurt. It's his wrist.
How long is he out for?
I don't even think he was supposed. It says he will be reevaluated in 10 to 14 days.
Reevaluated. What does that mean? Like
he's going to get checked out again by the doctor.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, that's crazy. Thunder are winning games without him, man. Like, do you that's crazy.
It's low-key scary hours. They're 7-0.
Just imagine when he comes back, how good they're going to be. Like, that's just. Man, I just so what rookies are like standing out to you the most? Like I kind of want to know like what rookies do. I mean, obviously Cooper Flagg, you got to say that. That's the obvious.
Cooper Flagg's low key not even really doing that good
because he's on a bad team.
Yeah, I mean the rookies low key the one from the Grizzlies, Cedric Coward.
Who?
He's doing really good.
I have no idea.
He's literally like leading rookies in scoring.
I don't even know who that is, to be honest with you.
And then like
wait, say his name again.
Cedric Coward.
Where'd he go?
Hold on. I gotta look him up.
If you show me a picture, I might remember him.
He's on the Grizzlies.
Where did he go to college? I've never seen that guy in my life.
Washington State.
Oh, okay. I now that you say that, I do remember people talking about him, about how he's going to be the steal of the draft, and you better watch out for this guy. And
he's actually like leading rookies in scoring right now.
When does Ja come back for the...
Ja?
Yeah, is he done? Or?
No, he's back. He just got suspended one game.
Oh, yeah, for doing some...
something that Ja would do.
Do you see what Embiid did, bro?
Yeah.
Bro, what is Embiid doing, bro? He needs to focus on staying healthy than doing a celebration, bro. Like, seriously. Like, watch Embiid get hurt again. He's going to miss the whole entire season. I'm going to guarantee you he's going to get hurt. I mean, don't you think Embiid needs to lose some weight? I mean, how tall is he? Like, he's like 7 foot, like 280
like
or something.
7'1".
I think he's 7 foot, actually. But I think he's like, what is he, like 280? I think he's like, wasn't he like 330 or 380 or something?
I don't know. He's putting on weight like James Harden was.
But like, bro, I think that's the reason why he's getting hurt so much. I mean, I think if he loses weight, he would be able to like, how do I say this? Like, if he were to lose weight, I think his game would translate a lot easier. I think he'd stay healthy a lot. I think he'd stay healthy. And I think his health right now is keeping him off the court. I mean, I really do. Do I think he's a great player? Yes. Do I think he's Jokic good? No. I think Jokic is the best player in the league right now. I think the way that he's playing, it's just, I mean, you can't sugarcoat it. I mean, the way Jokic is playing, I mean, you just can't. He's playing well. So, I mean,
speaking of Joel Embiid, though, the rookie on his team, VJ Edgecombe,
yep,
that's great. He's looking like the rookie of the year so far.
How many points is he averaging?
20.
How many is Embiid averaging? Probably like 18 or something.
Hold on. VJ Edgecombe's averaging 25-5, and has Embiid even played in the game this year?
Yeah. He probably
Embiid's averaging 17.
Oh my gosh, bro. The most I think he's the most overrated MVP of all time, bro.
He scored 4 points in the season opener.
4 points? How many minutes did he play?
20.
Bro, he's still recovering from that injury, bro. Oh my gosh, bro.
But like the Sixers are looking good with Tyrese Maxey and VJ Edgecombe. They're 5-1.
I honestly think Embiid's holding him back. I think Embiid's the reason why.
I think they need to let him walk.
Yeah, bro.
They need to trade him somewhere.
I mean, like I said, I think he needs to lose some weight. I think that's the reason why he's struggling. I think that it's holding him back. And I want to see Embiid do well because he went to Kansas. But I mean, it's just, it's hard. It's hard sometimes. It's hard watching him play, and it's very frustrating to see you know, to see him play, and it's hard, man. It's so how was I saw Cooper Flagg dropped like 30 something points the other week, the other day against the Raptors. I don't know how many points, but I just saw highlights that
he dropped like 22.
22.
Yeah. Mm. He dropped 16 the other night. He's averaging 14.
14.
Yeah, it's not bad for a rookie, but like, there's just rookies that are better but, like, than him right now.
He's like, he's got good players on his team. Like AD, yeah. If he can stay healthy, is one of the most dominant centers of all time.
Oh, speaking of that, he got hurt again.
Cooper Flagg?
No, AD got hurt again.
Oh my god, bro. I swear it's like a curse. Like ever since he left the Pelicans, he has not been the same. Except you mean that 2020 weird COVID year that they wanted in the bubble, but so, except you mean that year, he's been hurt like every single year. He's been a liability. I mean, AD was on track to be, if AD would have stayed healthy, I believe he'd be one of the most dominant centers of all time. Like I mean, do you agree with that? I mean,
that's what he was looking like.
I mean, you're not wrong. He was looking like one of the most dominant centers of all time before he got hurt. And then ever since he's got hurt, like I said, like Embiid, just like with Embiid, he's been a liability. He can't stay healthy. He can't stay on the court for, you know, 82 games. And it's just, it's frustrating, man. And if you're a Mavericks fan, man, like Derek Lively's a great player. Is Kyrie even playing? Like,
what? No, he tore his ACL last year.
He did?
Yeah.
I do not remember seeing anything about
that.
It
was in the playoffs, I think.
Dang. I don't know.
Wait, they didn't make the playoffs. It was like a regular season or something.
Okay. I assume he's off of the year.
He's like most of the year.
Yeah. But, I mean, Kyrie, great player. But, I mean, it's just, yeah. I mean, AD, do I hate the guy? No. I like him. I think, you know, when he was coming out of college at Kentucky, people were calling him the next Shaquille O'Neal or the next, like, great center. And then he was on track like that. And do you believe AD should have ever left the Pelicans? I mean, he got himself a ring.
I think that he shouldn't have went to the Lakers if he was going to leave.
No. Where do you think he should have gone? But, I mean, he did get a ring, though. I mean,
he got his ring if that's what he wanted. If that's what, like, he wanted to define his career as, just to get
a ring, and I'm done. Like.
And, I mean, he did good. He was LeBron's backup for that year and everything, but I think he should have just went anywhere but the Lakers if he wanted. Because, like, the Pelicans weren't going to be good.
And he made them good.
Yeah. Like he was their star player. Like he carried
them. Every single year that he was there, did he ever play with Zion?
He was there before. No, the pick that they traded was for Zion, I think.
Okay, but like, he was single-handedly carrying that team to be good. Like, if he wasn't on that team, they would be bad, bro. They'd be really bad. I mean, and they showed why, because they got Zion with the first pick. But, yeah, man, it's really unfortunate what's happened to Anthony Davis. I mean, he's a great player. Like, before he got hurt, I remember when he actually played against Kansas in the Final Four in 2018. Actually, no. 2012, national championship, just dominated Kansas. You know, left and right, just showed why he was the best player in the country and won National Player of the Year, playing for Coach John Calipari. And it's sad and it's unfortunate what's happened to his career. And ever since it's almost like a curse. Don't you think that, like, it's kind of like
every
almost
time
like
he steps on the floor, he's hurt.
He's injury prone. I don't know what it is. It's just like he can never stay healthy, and I don't know what it is. But yeah, man, it's so unfortunate, man. I like Anthony Davis. He's just such a good player. And yeah, you've been been watching any of the Bulls or seeing scores on them and stuff like that?
Yeah, I saw the scores there. What was it? I think they started 5-0 for the first time since Michael Jordan.
Did they really?
Yep.
Let's hope that they can, you know, start. Because you know what they say, like, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. Let's hope that the Bulls can finish on a high note and keep going. I'm not saying they're going to win every game. I mean, no team's ever done that, but, like, have a good record, finish at least top five in the division, you know, go far in the playoffs. And ever since they've hired Billy Donovan, they really haven't gone far. And it's very, very disappointing, I would say. But, I mean, they're doing well this year. I don't really watch the NBA, to be honest with you. I mean, I watch players, but, like, I don't really, like, watch, like, you know, players. And is LeBron coming back soon?
I think he's back mid-November sometime.
What even happened? I saw he, like,
it's like, I couldn't even tell you. His leg somewhere.
I saw Bronny had a big dunk.
Yeah, he did.
Who threw it to him?
Austin Reeves. He's the first player to throw a lob to a dad and a son.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. That is just wild. He could do it to Bryce too.
Yep.
I mean, if Bryce, that'd be just, oh my gosh, I just still can't believe Bryce in the league, bro. Like I said, great player, but I think he should have came back to college for another season. I think him playing in the J League was good for him. I think it's what he needed, and I think it's, I think he's coming on. You know, he's a decent player. You know, he's not bad at all. And so Dio, man, his season's over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see how the Clark County team did.
They went 2-7.
Ah, oh, come on, Dio. Dio, man.
Oh wait, what did we go? No, they went 3-6 because they won their final game. We went 2-7.
We? Oh,
like Roosevelt.
Oh yeah.
Like Hoover Roosevelt.
How many years is Dio the coach there?
One. This is his first year.
Only 1 year?
Yeah.
Where was he before that?
Hoover.
No, I'm talking about at Hoover. How many years was he the coach?
Oh. He started in my junior year, so two, I think.
2 years? Because I remember
because he came before, like he was the PE coach and everything, and then he took over for being the coach. It was like either two or three.
Because I remember we had a TNT football camp. Tim DeWine team makes football camp there in 2023. Mm-hmm. And 2024, he was just like the nicest dude ever. Like, you know Jake Burke too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had the football camp there at Hoover because my dad went to high school with Jake Burke and knows him pretty well. And he was a great AD. I mean, I'm glad that he let us come in there and use the facility and have a football camp there because it taught him a lot, and I had fun doing it. I enjoy doing the football camps, and I was just very, very happy to see, obviously Tim DeWine team who makes football camps coming to Hoover, and I'm happy. Did you see I saw Nico Horner got a gold glove.
PCA.
PCA. Who was the other one? It was
Suzuki.
It was Ian. Oh, Ian Happ.
Oh yeah,
Ian Happ, PCA, and
Nico
Horner. But yeah, great, great players. Ian Happ just keeps getting better every year. PCA just keeps getting better every year. And I can't wait to see what Cubs are going to be next year. Hopefully that we can. You know what's crazy? Yesterday was the 9th anniversary of the Cubs winning the World Series. I'll forever remember this forever be the best moment of my life, man. Sitting on the couch, I was sleeping, actually. My dad woke me up and said the Cubs won the World Series, and, man, what a great day for a Cubs fan, man. It was just so happy, man. Breaking the 108-year curse, going through all we had to go through for so many years, man. And 9 years, can you believe that? 9 years since the Cubs won the World Series. It's crazy, man. It's all forever be the best day of my life and the best day of Cubs fans. So, it's very, very, exciting for sure. And you going to watch any college basketball tonight besides Arizona? Are you going to tune into some scores or what are you going to?
I'll watch the scores.
Yeah. You do? You just go to ESPN and just sit back and watch the scores?
I just scroll, see what's going on.
You do? You going to follow any women's basketball tonight too? Or
Who plays?
Iowa does.
I know Iowa.
Southern at 6.
Duke and Baylor are on right now. 7.
Are they really? 16. Why are they on so early? Oh, probably because they're around the country, probably. But yeah, man, I want to see the Boozer Twins, how good they do, man. And I don't know if Baylor has any because usually every single year Baylor's been getting a 5-star freshman. I don't know if they have anybody this year. I'm trying to think. I don't think they do. But hopefully the Boozer Twins do well. And Kansas plays Duke this year, and they play UConn. So when Kansas plays them, Kansas is going to win. And looking forward to it. And it's going to be a fun fun basketball season. Can't wait to see how my Hawks and my Jayhawks are going to do. And and hopefully the Iowa women do well this season and go far. So, that's all I got.
That's all you got.
Yeah. What else you got?
Shout out Cam Little. You see that? He hit the longest field goal.
Yes, yes. We do need to cover that real quick.
68-yard field goal. Cam would have been good from 70, too.
Oh, 100%. Shout out Cam Little.
Brendan Aubrey could do that, though, too.
If he had.
They just don't give him a chance.
No, they don't. And they rely too much on that running game and George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb and but yeah, shout out Cam Little. I mean, great kicker. But what's crazy is that he'll make a 68-yarder and then he'll come back and miss a 25-yarder. It makes no sense.
He lives for the big kicks. That's all he wants.
Same with the Iowa State kicker. Like, he shows up against Iowa and then he just disappears and gets hurt. Like, I don't care if the snap is bad. You should still be able to make it, bro. Like, it's just, if you have a strong enough leg, that will show if the snap is bad or not. Like, the good kickers hit clutch kicks in big moments of the game, in big time moments of the game. And like Jake Moody, man, I've been saying it. Jake Moody needs to be the team starting kicker for the rest of the season. Like, I don't hate on Cairo, but we've seen Jake Moody do well. It's a fresh new start for Jake Moody. That's what he needs. He just needs to gain his confidence back. And I think Ben Johnson trusted him. Jake Moody did his job against the Commanders. He hit all of his field goals. He hit all of his extra points. And he's done it better than Cairo this year. And you could say, well, Jake Moody is unreliable. Hey, he's made his kicks for the Bears. He's done what he's had to do. He's done his job. And Cairo hasn't. So, yeah. Just shout out Cam Little. Just what a great kick that was. And like you said, that would have been good from 70 yards. But I don't think we realize how long that kick is, bro. 68 yards, bro. Like, most of us can't even hit like a 10-yard field goal. And that dude's going out there hitting 68 yards. Been, if you can hit a 68-yarder, you can hit any kick. You should be able to make it. You should be automatic from 50-plus, 40-plus, 30-plus, 20-plus, and 10-plus. You should be automatic. No reason you should be missing that. But, I almost forgot about that. But, that was a great kick. And did the Jaguars they did win, didn't they?
They won in overtime. Because the Raiders, well, both teams get a chance to possess the ball now in overtime with the rule.
I don't know why that wasn't a rule like to begin with, bro.
And so the Jaguars went out and scored, and then the Raiders came down and scored two, but with 2 seconds left. So, I mean, like 20 seconds left.
Oh, I saw some where they should have ran it, and they didn't.
So they went for two, and they didn't get it.
What is it with Pete Carroll and not running the ball at the one-yard line? Like, I don't understand, like, what his thing is.
He literally has Ashton Jeancey.
Yeah, and you had Marshawn Lynch, too, bro, like at the one-yard line. Why are you not running the ball? You would have thought Pete Carroll would have learned from that by now with Malcolm Butler, nobody picking that off. And what do? If you would have ran it, you would have scored. And I mean, you think Pete Carroll would have learned from that, but apparently he didn't. And if you're a head coach, you can override that call. Whatever the offensive coordinator calls, you can override that. And I'm not a Raiders fan, but like, you got to think reality here. Like, Pete Carroll's not a long-term guy for the Raiders. And if you're, like, I told people this. If you're the Raiders, you want a long-term guy. You want a guy that's going to come in there and be there for, like a Ben Johnson, like a 38-year-old guy, 48-year-old guy that's was a great offensive coordinator for a year. That's going to come into the Raiders and be a good head coach. And Pete Carroll, he's 74, man. I mean, that's not a long-term coach. I mean, it's just really not. Do I think he's a good coach? Yes. I'm not taking that away from him. He's a good coach, but he's not. I don't think he's a long-term coach, you know. And if you're the Raiders, you want a guy that's going to be there for a long time. And so, yeah, you would have thought Pete Carroll would have learned his lesson by now, but apparently he hasn't. And let's hope that he learns from it, because Seahawks fans are forever mad about what happened. So, that's all I got. Great to be talking with you guys today. And
check us out on our website, CampusChronicleNews.com.
Check us out, man. Got a great stuff going on there. So we got JJP writing some great articles on there for sure.
Got a bunch of articles you can check out. Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAT Chronicle.
Follow them up, man.
And if you want to join us on the next podcast or see us, find us in Building 5, Room 1136.
Yep, you know where to find us. Peace.
See you guys in the next podcast.
See ya.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I hit the wrong button.
You did?